HXS.
Roger, OTR. I'm in the hills a little bit, so maybe in and out. Hope you're having a good day. I know it's a hot day for you.
Oh, yeah. I'm running back and forth between customers today, trying to get some stuff done before it gets too hot.
So you got a lot of thankful people that praise your efforts out there. And I don't know, that's an awful good thing.
I try my check. I'm trying, you know. I tell you what, the heat got to me last week. I know that. I got a little crotchety by the end of the week.
Got to go along with it. Man, I know the feeling. I'd have to go up and work on 50-ton overhead cranes in an unair-conditioned machine shop in the middle of summer in Kansas, so I feel for you.
Oh, I know. I almost had to change my name to Tom. Ha, ha, ha.
Change it to Bob. ND7J told me one time, he says, it's a lot easier because you can spell it forward or backwards and still get it right.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. it's a little bit warm out here. I got one more to do. I got to change the expansion valve, and those folks should be home in about 30 minutes or so. He had to take his wife up to North Carolina to the daughter's house because the AC was down, and she's got a little bit of dementia.
OTR Mobile. Yes, you can say that this is very highly dangerous weather. I'm not crazy about being out on the road. We're going up towards Landrum and mess around a little bit. I got to tell you, it would be bad to be disabled with a HVAC or an automobile or anything out there in this kind of weather.
Oh, yeah, no, I got it. My car is acting up a little bit. I had to juice it a little bit the other day, so far it's holding.
Well, I checked Earl on this one, and as we called it back in Kansas, and I checked the washer fluid, and I forgot to check the tire pressure. I think I checked it about 3 months ago, but we're going to get out here. And it gets hot, they ride rougher because the air pressure increases.
She's running a little hard here. The tires are a little tight, but I don't have nitrogen in them like some of them do.
A vacuum on that to put that expansion valve in, aren't you? I can't remember. I never did install one of those.
Oh, yeah. It's the same process of putting a new unit in. I gotta trap all the gas in the compressor, and then get upstairs and unbolt the expansion valve, put the new one in, pressure test, and do all that. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nitrogen for that?
Oh, absolutely. Yep. Use nitrogen for all the pressure testing.
All the tricks. I'm telling you, you're very knowledgeable. I know all of them, but I didn't practice it. I just mainly did the controls on big stuff and very little on small units, but all the 480 volt stuff and semi-hermetics, but thankfully I didn't have to do too much of that. It was a lot of fun. I worked at a printing place, and you'd have two 30-gallon things of water walking across a white roof of this printing place up in Missouri, and when it was 100 degrees outside, it just wasn't any fun at all. And then walk into the condenser where there were six fans over you. Didn't sweat much, though.
It's pretty much the same procedure. You pressure test, you throw it in vacuum, and you let it run down below 500 microns, and then in this case, I'll be cutting the gas back loose again in the system. And then I'll adjust everything as needed.
Then?
Yeah, it's a 410 system. The expansion valve is, it's not operating. It's closed off. So it puts it in pump down. It'll work in heat pump mode because obviously gas flowing the opposite direction, it will warm everything up, but, yeah, no.
Gerald, GRB running, there are very many out there new stuff that they've put out that's flammable now.
The R32, yeah, I put a couple of systems in. Now, there's a little bit of a misnomer about that. The R32 is not as flammable as people think. I've been watching some videos, and I was talking to a couple of other contractors that it's not as flammable as you think it is, even though it has just a hint of propane. It's not even enough to even worry about. It's basically R410 with a little bit of propane in it. That's how they come up with the R32.
I'm in a fast spot. You can stop me today, but really glad to hear you this morning. I was in the other day.
You're pretty much gone there, Tom. I guess I'll talk with you a little bit later. N0TR, KP2HXS. I sent copies. See you later, Tom. Have a good day. N0PR, KB2HXS.